Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2074. Everything you need to know about omega-3 on a vegan diet by Leah Heigl of idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "There is no greater joy nor greater reward than to make a fundamental difference in someone's life." Sister Mary Rose Maggetti. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Everything you need to know about omega-3 on a vegan diet by Leah Heigl of idealnutrition.com.au. Omega-3 has been a nutrient of interest for general health and well-being for a long time. A diet rich in omega-3 is important for maintaining cell membranes, regulating metabolism, and reducing inflammation. Studies show that omega-3 fatty acids likely protect against heart disease due to their impact on cholesterol and blood pressure. Omega-3 fatty acids are also particularly important during pregnancy and breastfeeding. Furthermore, there's also evidence from studies in athletic populations to support high omega-3 intake and supplementation for performance and recovery. While evidence is mixed, omega-3 in the form of EPA and DHA may facilitate muscle growth during resistance training, help preserve muscle mass when calories are restricted or during immobilization, contribute to increased muscle mass and strength, improve endurance capacity by reducing the oxygen cost of exercise, reduce oxygen consumption, heart rate, and perceived exertion during endurance exercise, improve muscle function and fatigue, improve lipid metabolism, decrease inflammation, and reduce muscle soreness and lessen oxidative damage to muscles. What is omega-3, and where do you get it? Omega-3 is an essential fatty acid, as our bodies cannot produce it, and as such, it must come from our diet. There are 3 forms of omega-3 fatty acids: alpha-linolenic acid, abbreviated ALA, eicosapentaenoic acid, abbreviated EPA, and docosahexaenoic acid, abbreviated DHA. The parent fatty acid of omega-3 is known as alpha-linolenic acid, abbreviated ALA, and can be found in certain plant-based foods such as flaxseed or linseed, chia seeds, hemp seeds, canola oil, soybeans, and walnuts. Our bodies are able to convert ALA into other forms of omega-3 like EPA and DHA. These are the ones that have been shown to have positive health outcomes, such as a reduced risk of heart disease and positive impacts on recovery in athletes. However, the process of converting ALA to EPA and DHA is not very efficient and can be hindered by multiple factors like high consumption of omega-6 fatty acids, which are another essential fatty acid, as well as the consumption of trans fats and alcohol. Direct sources of EPA and DHA are quite limited, though. Non-vegans can source a significant amount of EPA and DHA through consumption of oily fish, such as salmon. Vegans, though, are limited to seaweed and microalgae oil. Due to this, vegans typically have significantly lower levels of EPA and DHA in their blood. Seaweed. In regards to the consumption of seaweed for omega-3, a study published in 2011 found that seaweed does not have a particularly high omega-3 content in comparison to oily fish. Of all the strands of seaweed included in the study, only one contained DHA, while the others only contained a small amount of EPA. To get a better idea, a regular 85-gram serving of salmon contains 15 times the amount of EPA than a common 5-gram serving of the highest EPA-containing seaweed. Even if you were able to have a much higher intake of seaweed above what's considered an average serving, you may run into issues with iodine toxicity. Seaweed is a great source of iodine, which is considered an essential nutrient, but iodine does have an upper limit, and overconsumption can have a detrimental effect on thyroid function as well as pregnancy. How much omega-3 do vegans need? To prevent deficiency, it's suggested that vegan adults, using their gender identified at birth, should aim to include a minimum of 2.6 grams of ALA if they're an adult male, 1.6 grams of ALA if they're an adult female, 2 grams of ALA if they're a pregnant female, and 2.4 grams of ALA if they're a lactating female. A general person looking to improve their vegan or plant-based diet would likely be just fine with these less efficient sources of omega-3, as long as intake was adequate and consistent. On the other hand, if you're a vegan athlete looking for improved recovery or want to increase omega-3 for heart health or a specific medical condition, you may benefit from more direct DHA supplementation. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, it's also suggested to take an omega-3 DHA supplement to ensure the healthy development of your baby. Studies have shown that without supplementation, vegan and vegetarian mothers may have lower levels of DHA in their breast milk compared to omnivorous mothers. Supplementation for vegans. Vegan EPA and DHA supplements are available and are derived from marine microalgae. At this current time, there are limited data published on algae oil and DHA levels. However, the data we do have look very promising. Trials that are published to date have found that algae oil supplementation significantly raised DHA levels similar to fish oil, which did not occur with plant-based sources of ALA, such as walnuts. Be mindful that some vegan omega-3 supplements are predominantly ALA, as they are made from flax or walnut oil. When looking for an omega-3 supplement, make sure it meets the following criteria. It's made from microalgae, contains EPA and DHA, and provides at least 200 milligrams combined EPA and DHA per serving, or at least 300 milligrams for those who are pregnant or breastfeeding. Omega-3 index testing. If you're unsure whether or not you would benefit from supplementation, it could be worthwhile having an omega-3 index test done. You don't need a doctor to obtain an omega-3 index test. In fact, most doctors won't or cannot test for omega-3 unless they have access to omega-3 testing kits. You can purchase these online or from some health professionals. It's a simple finger prick blood test that you send back for testing. The lab will test the EPA and DHA levels in your blood, specifically in the membranes of your red blood cells. If you have low levels of omega-3, you can supplement with EPA and DHA from marine algae. Take-home messages. 1. Omega-3 is an essential nutrient and must be provided through diet or supplementation. 2. The omega-3 found in most plant-based sources, known as ALA, is not a very efficient source of omega-3 compared to animal sources, such as oily fish. You might be able to meet your omega-3 needs on a plant-based diet by consistently getting enough ALA from flaxseed, walnuts, chia, and other plant-based foods, but vegans notoriously have lower blood levels of omega-3. 4. For some that follow a plant-based diet, and those with heart disease, athletes looking to improve recovery, and those that are pregnant and breastfeeding, supplementation with microalgae may be beneficial or necessary. And 5. If you're going to take a vegan omega-3 supplement, make sure it has direct forms of EPA and DHA, is derived from microalgae, and contains at least 200 to 300 milligrams per serving of combined EPA and DHA. You just listened to the post titled Everything You Need to Know About Omega-3 on a Vegan Diet by Leah Heigl of idealnutrition.com.au. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One thing I'll mention is about omega-3 at-home testing. Today's author, Leah, mentioned that you could buy an omega-3 index test over the counter, meaning you don't need a doctor's prescription to buy one. Just know that when you look to buy one of these, there are many omega-3 test kit options, so you'll get probably a bunch of hits on your search, but not all of them have been checked for accuracy or been approved by a government agency. In the US, for example, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approves of these types of at-home testing kits. The FDA has approved of some of these kits, but not all. So, if you want to be sure you're getting a testing kit that's reliable and accurate, make sure it's been approved by the FDA. Otherwise, you may end up with meaningless results. Then, once you do get your results back, be sure to share them with your healthcare provider so they can guide you about what to do with this information now that you have it. And they may prescribe a very specific EPA and DHA dose that's designed for you. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.